This is a production of Cornell University.
The business that I had in Los Angeles. All right. We'll be voting in 1 minute. All those in favor, 3 minutes. All those against? All those abstaining? Item 7, for now, we need to open the microphone if any member of the community would come to the table. We'll say good evening here. See these students will close the door. Announcements, of course.
Maroon and I approved two special projects requests this week. One was from the pre-medical minority. $40 in such a project. They would like to get these funding. The other, Bruno and I also approved $400 for the Cornell Library of GSU ISU for their incoming freshman student shuttle program to students and go to places during orientation week for a long time. They do not easily access by buses. They would like to object to this one thing.
Our use of that as well. This material is that it's about every small time to review it. Presented this resolution not really a small one, but as a means of capturing this institutional action. Seems that every week, this campus is built, the campus builds the one that you go on land is marked with the racial there. Disturbing reminder that the school is not meant for all of the students. White supremacy is not an aberration. It is not something that simply lingers in the equal people's hearts. This is a system being driven with strength and positivity. Institutional actors who ought to be held accountable. We want to emphasize that we're here today to be concerned by thousands of anti-racist folks across the state of New York, including a sizable number of people now students.
My name is Chris, and I'm here to present the resolution regarding the Library of History at Common Affairs Association of Operating Centers. The campus material is pretty dense, so we have some information pretty systematically and understand sense to the body. So before discussing what we ask of the administration, I'd like to present a few facts. Fact one, each year, New York State hosts 600 which for many people are the towns and parties standing for the events. Fact two, every year observers at such fairs have noticed fundamental politics south and display Confederate flags and merchandise blazing Confederate imagery. In Lewis County, New York, the situation is much worse. The massive welcome sign at the entry to the fairgrounds is now accompanied by a terroristic display of a massive that three, each county fair manager solely reserves the right to decide what type of merchandise inspectors are permitted to sell. So, basically, pulling most county management boards that place explicit bans on pornography and alcohol in order to foster safer community family events. And so, county fair boards that take this historic event. Have taken this historic step, but none have done so without organized corruption. that five that dozens of these county chairs from the cooperative extension as a major religious supporters and sponsors. This means that Cornell's logo and staff is a sensible mission of our entire reputation sits alongside symbols for private voice supremacy at public events, so-called public events. Even worse, cooperative extension presence at the stairs in New York through its farmers program. At six, Cornell's extension offices serve transformative roles in communities. To have a and moving on to the next level situation at Cornell. A number of officials were approached to support athletes who won a 500 receiving conference here in public events, received a very powerful reception. The state's top law enforcement official, Preston Champion, who is New York's first black woman to serve in that role, is probably the most high-profile product of our efforts. From the community general James, President Paul, is one of those significant figures in the state, and I'm saying particularly has declined to position herself on our side, which is another side of history. Back to President Pollock has declined to allow the county fair management boards to take action to add Confederate victories to the list of items. Act 3, President Pollock has refused to engage with cooperative extensions on the basis that they're somehow independent from Cornell or have a high degree of independence from Cornell. And she's not going to let them know. We saw that with the final fact, which is that this claims by the office of the president are holding on his Cornell's administrators and more or less in fact, the university has an explicit alignment and we so sure that cooperative extension operations fall in line with those sort of values and policies. We don't think that they're going to be in the same role in unsafe environments that probably feature symbols of racial care. And further, we know it's a lot of this property essentially said that indicated to us that when we share our consensus, they cannot take direction. They cannot take action without direction from the university and its office. So the resolution is pretty clear, but I hope people have asks involved in the end.
On line 57, it says that Preston Paul said that he reduced your girls' requests. Did she explicitly refuse these requests, or did she just not respond?
She's responded. Her administration sent a simple contact with the student organizing team, as well as the statewide campaign. And she's refused those requests on the basis that she fears some sort of slippery slope situation is involved. So that if we ban violence to what's supremacy that could make thousands of their voters safe and accept against us that are in the speech. We think this is any reasonable purpose and draw a clear identifiable line between symbols of racial terror and other types of appropriate speech in civil society.
Are there any other questions?
Lynn Chris, here for all the festival organization.
It's not as a grassroots effort starting in rural all over the country.
So the final resolution on the university is going to be for all the updates of the school on the farm service schools. That would be super nice. I don't know if it's that one.
Yeah, I totally see your point. I'm not sure if it would be appropriate to be in sense of that one, right? That she could be able to get rid of this community or not to be affiliated with your role. Issues of diversity and inclusion. We do not feel as if association will see in the profit sharing of schools or racial images in any way fall in line with the moral standards set by your university's own leadership. So I'm really not asking for some sort of university reckoning with its morals when it's already stated its morals quite clearly, which is that it remains committed to the advancement of diversity and inclusion. I don't see how sending cooperative extension staff into environments and ways of dramatic images and visions there, or when the Cornell Hall of these serves, is that all in line? To a common belief surrounding the issues of inclusion.
Okay, well, let me sit down on the board and start the checking. So, I want to kind of talk about the six. I see a couple of classes where you're spending the same power to join the ball and meetings, as well as stopping fairs on these bad ones. You've already spoken with this, right? And then you received some kind of an answer to this, and you actually has said that through. So what is it? You know, when this is passed and this goes up to, yeah, to President Pollard, what do you have in mind that actually is going to be this? Is that the resolution I think I'm not sure? You know, I think this is a bit simple, but I'm not sure how much of change this is.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it. I see something about it and all of that. the student assembly that any part of the law is usually in the administrative transitions. That absolute pressure from these two factors, whether that be student assembly or other parties, is often necessary, of course, in universities and such critical issues. We hope for this not to be sitting at all related. A public statement, not positioning 200 that are technically separately by Cornell and some public has released that message is seriously. But we need the use of the resolution on the so if proper extension of a primary such benefits will certainly mean a lot to the program and if Cornell or proper extension staff over those rules and ask for federal to be added to their already existing lists. So in terms of material results,
so that I can go on that. Besides President Paul, I haven't reached out to you at any time after the summit.
So that's definitely a workers. You
those against? All those abstaining?
Before we go any further, I would favorably want looking closer down to the end of the discussion for how to vote. So, what's that about earlier? This is the only suggestion on your end, and I'm going to have to destructure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, resolution. Very good. So, resolution 38, what was last week? So, with the actual language, fully embedded and have that states that the component in the bylaws states that essentially there would be created for classification in some committees, administration, which could be a member that's getting as a correspondent to some committee, since it's correspondent, since it's correspondent, and not a member, and like that. Conflicts of interest or anything like that, and have to find input to be present. And so the various initiatives that we have worked with, various solutions that he's sort of have with right now, based off of the committees as well as the spheres, he's seen there. So, the back services of the classic health and wellness would be the assistant directors for support and center for health initiatives. City and local affairs committee would be the campus community liaison. The student center and professional competition would be with the assistant director and site communications aid and assistant communications outreach committee associated director for marketing and equity. So each of these fit like to do so. There's a senior director of the policy planning commission, policy committee, and financial review committee. Part of the meeting probably like a circle meetings around because there is already established. Outside of that, the other committees that are included. Some like executive committee, the staff committee, the executive cabinet, appropriations committee, and some of them having this is a good thing you have to formally introduce. So, chair for the paper on motion. So, I'm not sure I'm going to this and next one further from there. Okay, perfect. Question? Send them. Okay, all in favor? Thank you. was on the front last week we paid any attention. I'm going to be quiet. I was being useless, but there's a motion about status procedure. There's a second.
What about the motion to overturn the chair?
Do you want a motion to vote by Commissioner Councilmember?
Yes.
Fine, we can do that.
I love you.
Motion to vote by Commissioner Councilmember. Commissioner Dillahat, Josh, everyone be quiet. This is the final meeting in the morning. First. Okay, this is a motion to vote by Commissioner Councilmember.
I'd like to take 5.1 and code 2 for the final to have director of the office.
Okay. So we were in talks with the director of the facility office for a while, and that those people do resolve the process of happening, so I can forward the information to whoever's that. Make sure next year, but right now it's not going to be.
Yeah, so Chris just on that half of the circle, we can pass it. It should be.
Perfect. Okay, is there any motions? Is there a motion to vote? Is there a second?
By Division of House, it's the only one you get. Division of House essentially means anyone who votes yes is the end. That's literally all it is. Okay, so we're just going to decide who's not voting. So we're going to vote to vote. Oh, you can say.
I just have a very simple question.
Okay, I'm going to go to
the table. So you can go down the speaker. Okay. So, just concerning the logistics of this, adding this to our bylaws, that's not going to happen. We can't force the department to staff, and we're also as part of this. But I guess the big question is, are we sure that the offices are going to be adding to the rules? If certain things are made, how are we going to be sure that the future of these entities on campus are people who are needed?
Yeah, so to start off, this is a correspondent and it's not a very committee, so they won't have access to the service. I think that might be appropriate to the public's interest. Outside of that, this is sort of oversight of our own body, and then oversight of the external organization. So this is more time we actually listen to your correspondents. And if you don't, like, if you aren't able to get communication with them, if you don't have these other meetings, then you need to go through the process.
I guess then the question if you want my information here, what course of action you need to share with the correspondents are not being communicated? Should they vote request the assembly? Yes.
Thank you.
Be quiet. John, do you have any amendments?
Then the chair of the committee should please ask the president of the student assembly.
Four to 0 to 1. The resolution passes.
So I already shared about basically we're lines 12 and 14 between person and doctors, and lines 3, 12, 8 and also say lines from 26 I should say delivering students out of the end of the class. So I'm going to move to the second.
I get a motion. Okay, motion to approve on the amendments and consent. Now, all in favor? Very good. The amendment passes.
So, the floor is on the discussion about this proposal directly. Just an update, this was the committee of assistant faculty, so he's aware of this, and the amendments that were made were by his committee. Furthermore, we've been able to take out this task force for some next time in the year, ensuring that there's some faculty committed to starting this. Perfect. Is there anyone who would like to be on the seat or something? I'm sorry.
So, what do you think about this?
The specific task force is just going to be to deliver a report to the student assembly in regards to the presented policy. And the way in which that work needs to be
based on the I was on the speakers with Brian. Okay, I asked a question. So on lunch 14 to 15, we say that it tends to be the one that's just a person's so the way around this one is here as well as 17 and 18 sort of describe what the purpose of this is in terms of investigating how this impact or what measures you can take.
Oh, sorry. This is my phone. So I think this is the task force that you had here that you can share with that. So I'm just going to amend after work
So I'm just going to move to add that after this sentence that ends in committee. So, after the first 2 words. So, the chair of the academic policy committee shall sit on CAP slash, or sorry, CAP TF as an ex officio. Don, do you have that? So after it says academic policy committee on line 33, it should say chair of the academic policy committee shall sit on CAP-TF as an ex officio. Perfect. Is there a second? Question second. Oh, motion. Okay. Member for the amendment. All in favor. This is clear majority of the amendment passes.
So this passing period as well as the structure of the board members in one chair. Members need to be voting for us to see members. Same sentence that people have looking at this. But the, as well as the chair,
Yeah.
Not to change the meaning, but for clarity, I think actually have moving slash concealed is actually kind of confusing. I would change it to say, sorry for turning on, the members may be voting for a specific member of the student assembly or the student assembly act of the policy committee. The chair must be voting for a specific member of the student assembly. Because it almost sounds like the person's like the chair of the policy committee. From line 31, the members may be voting for ex officio members of the student assembly or of the student assembly policy committee. The chair must be a voting or ex officio member of the student assembly. Period.
And then after that, we can have the part that we decided about that. Is there a second on the table?
Second. Question, all in favor of the amendment? That's the majority of the passes. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, which is a pretty cool. So I also think we're specifically.
So let me just add that into the part where the other policy committee chair just add and student assembly is our contact. Pretty easy. Perfect. Just that middle part of the one. Just break the part of the real quick. Okay, that's not okay, guys. Okay, we're voting, unless anyone decides to jump on voting. See you in a second on voting. All in favor of the resolution? We're looking at resolution 40 now, everyone. Please turn your page to your packet. Follow along with us.
So, based off the conversation, so that's 24 through established new offices for the rest of the year. Outside of that, everything else is the same as before. There's also an addition that she's a staff traveling on the state from executive center to student assembly. That's sort of the precedent of the staff this year, which Martin and Kalei, they want to sit in contact with the sessions. So I think that we should just.
Motion to approve. All in favor. Clearly it passes.
Additionally, the recruitment process is
Sarah, anyone who's about to talk on the seat, please?
Gail or area.
Would you be open to light into the line? Something more on the line that they may have. I don't want to make it too clear to them. I don't want to make them think they have to.
Yeah, that's not the case.
I'm not saying anything yet, but I'm proposing scrap the bill, which you can also assume that maybe you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so for all of you,
the strike of the word will in line 24,
please.
Any other questions? Favor. This one really passes.
Anyone else wants to be on the speaker's list?
It's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? Second. All in favor, please raise your black card. All opposed? All abstaining? 23-0-1, this resolution passes. Moving on to resolution 41, amended to Appendix A, Dale Berger. This is a motion for 2 minute recess. The second, okay, we're going to 2 minute recess. We can be 5:48.
Thank you. You don't have a quorum in the room.
So, first of it, we all have a copy of the charter and the binders. So, it's on line 340, which is section 3. To line 340, which is under section 3,
of Appendix A. The first part is eligibility divided into two sections. Some of the sections are very hard, like requirements that need to be met, such as that's the directory for this, allow all the people access. Part of it is asking the position of pictures. So, like I said last week, I've recently helped out at the work with their application process. I felt like getting some attention to the process. I feel like there are a lot of roadblocks, a lot of like bills that we're going to have to do while I'm working, which is a good thing. We shouldn't have to give you money for a little while. But there should be a little bit of flexibility because it's something very interesting stuff. If you're like, once things are sorted, in 1 minute, that you don't get any money at all, or not thus far, all the weeks that money is spending are for not, things that didn't happen to us. But I feel like that is a pretty big. So, the first amendment I want to make is in section 3, motion to amend to add, I'm going to say to the add 140. Okay. Alright, except at the discretion of the student assembly by the federal provider, comma, to receive filing on the applicant's census. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Second. Discussion of the amendments. Dale.
I think there's a few things here that we should pass the amendment. And the biggest is that this is not the filing process. There are new concepts of standard how we get finalization of the activity. And this is one of the major ones that was approved in 1999. I don't think that this is something that we should be passing at our last meeting. I don't know if that was said, but I don't know if they detect it. But this is actually something that we should be discussing with the university industry. How you want to change how bylaw organization works at the end. It's not a small thing.
I agree with that. I think this is a good point, and I think it's something that's important, but the proper press can't screw with the charter or bylaws. And I think that press is. So, if I could have one
more time. I think more is less than it's fine. It's not that it's not me, right? If we were just proposing to ask, we would be doing that. But we also are trying to make one or two more actions to kind of say that the process is going to be small. And so, if this is the first time the university is seeing it, I think we would want to ask as a small resolution, not this close to the start of the final. So, I think we would need to be able to apply. Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, I will take that. I'm sorry, we need to deal with that. In terms of like instructions, so I talked to Dale about this last week before the first sentence came up. I was like, oh, there's some things I want to make here, some thoughts. And so process-wise, this is just a little route. Already changing it. Appendix A would do the changes regardless. It's something that's like out of the ordinary. Process-wise, my intention was to create something. I talked about it last week. I said there was a lot of I think we're kind of there. I do understand what Bill's saying, which is like this year and year. So, I'll have to discuss with that. That's not what I'm going to do. But that's the issue of intention. So, really, just a little bit of a lot of things that are going to fall. I'm like, you guys, like, going to do this all again. So, these are just things. And a big part of it is that the deadline for this happened last week. So, a lot of the ideas that came out of it happened after. They just happened last week. Sorry, you know, these things happened. It's not going to affect the next 2 years because the application period for that is taken year after next, or at the end of the next year, when the next round of application happens, that needs to be taken. I think that's why I'm going to think about the fair for it to not happen to what's applied, because that was not helpful for what's just applied next year. But I still think we should have that flexibility built into the system. I think it is too late. We're not changing the like portal supports these get over, that's kind of the same. But it's just really flexibility that like maybe that's fine. Like if you come in and maybe you want to send us a little bit of like that. You know what I mean? It's not saying, and it's not saying that you're gonna have to cross the border, it's saying that it's a discretion that we all like. And a very case by case thing, right? If I have a client support system like a law of access system and say, no, I'm not gonna do the session. But if it is a serious issue with like, okay, maybe this board didn't used to be like a student board, it used to be 106,000. Instead of having to wait 2 years to apply, it might make more permanent sense to apply right then. Because there are a lot of very like small legal fees and older that build a lot of the community. There should be a one app for the student. And that's happening for people by seven.
Not at any point in that process, but yes, he's allowing Vice President of Finance to accept any and all applications at their discretion for bylaw plus in the In the notice of finance, that's not an issue. But you need to see the pictures.
Okay, Wait, time-wise, it wouldn't affect time. All I'm saying is the 4 points that Oliver pointed to directly and directly as a competitive allow all sorts of access to services, request a minimum of 50 cents, and the 15 part. All that the district can do is say where one of these has been met, then have the purview of the vice president for finance. So, or all of them. It's a case study.
340.
You're saying that the so maybe I could look at a and say that if one of these were met,
I think it's, I really want to stress that the reason this is given to anxiety is not actually the effect of the government itself. It's the inclusion of the government that this entire resolution. Right. Charter change. But even then, with the same thing, with the past two kind of same resolution getting dismissed, when we are changing documents for a university president, we shouldn't be substituting. I didn't see it in the last week. I didn't have to do anything. But amendments like this, I don't know what will happen if we include it. It's lost on the whole thing. What's really important right now to me is that the voting is. I think in the fall, we need to do something to have a discussion. We have plenty of time to do this in 2021. But I don't think it's worth having a debate in December. December does occur, still risk having none of these amendments on the fact of the fall. In the fall, we are not to be using the amendments and during the actual connection of the process.
Okay. So I see the other thing that I think about next is the reason we have such a authority to do these things is because we're here to do that. We're like about this body. It should be a conversation. I don't have that happen without it. It's just kind of like the force of context. And I think like we're allowed to make amendments to our government docs, and yes, we run the risk of the administration not agreeing with it, but I don't think that should stop us from trying. I think these are changes we really think should happen. The risk of it not passing should be without.
Yes, but you should be risking other amendments and not passing it for the amendment where you don't know what's going to happen or the discussion that you have in the fall. Because the amendment you are making does not change anything to 3.1. The amendments that are included in this resolution is really the one amendment that voters makes a difference in the fall. So there's no reason to risk the bylaw process in the fall. Your amendment that you hope will be positive is 2 years from now.
This has been
I disagree because I'm going to graduate, Dale's going to graduate, and a lot of times, so we want to see a change. Otherwise, we're just relying on the industry. And we have all the authority in the industry. We have process wise, we're following the rules, we're not breaking the rules. Dale might have a couple of things that like, they want to read, switching to the Dale Seattle, might be at this, but I think that's a chance. We're not functionally changing a lot. All we're doing is saying those four things, a lot of which are very subjective. Like the idea that the primary government is combined, that's a subjective thing for the project. Allow all sorts of people access. Like there's some objective parts that are like, okay, where are you stopping it? But it's still pretty subjective. Really, the only hard parts are the minimum amount of funding you're requesting, which is 50 cents, and the 1500 signatures part. So, yeah, that's. And still, like, case by case, so I'm not saying you don't need it. This is saying if you might have a client that there is some external reason which shouldn't apply, then you will have a leaving stuff.
Yeah, I do want to push back a little bit. You keep saying we have the authority to amend the charter. We literally do not have the charter. Our amendments are all the functioning recommendations. The charter is our contract. Subsequent changes should not be made in the charter. Now, by discussion with the University of Free, we amended the NDC last fall. We sent it to the Department of Party and the to make sure that the University administration did not have all of it before we attempted to vote on it.
So, yeah, I don't know what question the members going to be, but like, I can say, like, I would approve, like, having the sole era of this, if that makes sense. I think that's what your members is going to end up doing. But even still, I wouldn't allow, I don't think, while I understand why you would work for a lot of these organizations, like, I definitely need, like, a larger private organization presence. I do worry that in us allowing the EPF or the 10% of the accepted value of some book, it's still going to be issue from a social perspective, because I do worry about a bad EPF and the role of EPF that does not understand this connectivity as an entity and that there's something about London. I do worry about that, and I can say, like, as an individual, like, if there's consent in the assembly, that process, I think that it starts burning to overall that I'm not have a publicity or as typically does during my position. And I think by placing hard limits on preliminary application, sure, I can understand the position, but maybe it's a lower position threshold. Because that's really all I can see as a main burden for organizations in the position. The preliminary application for all intents and purposes is actually pretty benign. Like, you can fill it out with essentially information that you need going to the fall. Like, like as long as your organization is on it, have it, work on it. So if anything, I would support a lowering of the number of petitions. I do want to amend the amendment just to like ask the language and other stuff that we want to do that discussion can be but I don't even know what I think okay, I'll just pull this amendment for any discussion for stuff that's on that gathering. So you're kind of a vote by amendment. That's not the topic. Oh, actually, another change we're going to make is really quick. In section 4, procedure, subsection A, clause 2. Section 4, procedure. Oh, yeah, I'll check. Wait, the amendment just says I'm going to scratch and move to replace it with 330 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Line 356. Replace noon with 3:30 p.m. Yeah. Because when work are making signatures, you're on the last day to do that last push. If you're like one thing from short, most people on campus are public areas around 1-2 p.m. And by the way, if you're a little bit short of our conference, like we should gather it at like 9, 10 a.m. before noon. There are definitions on campus, so this change will allow more, logistically more communication signatures online. Also, once you turn in the application, they're not validating it right there. So I don't think functionally it's going to be dominant. I don't think, I do have a new super early at that line. There are even huge changes, it's not going to be dominant.
Do you know that I have a question?
I think for the new, it makes a great deal of sense to actually do validate these positions. This is probably just a legacy of deadline. And looking at the time change proposal, our office function proposes at 4:30 and this would be sometimes that's so 3:30 is very something to me. That's reasonable research that we have this.
You might have found that you want to be resolution. Add to line 31 of the resolution, be a further resolved.
To further before line 31?
Yeah, so replace it line 31. Okay. Inserting, not replacing. Inserting that line 31 of the resolution. Be it further resolved, section 4.A.II by 3:30 p.m. on April 25th, with the first business day thereafter in the semester. No, all right, again, line 31 of the resolution, be it further resolved, section 4.8.II by 3:30 p.m. on April 25th of the first business day thereafter in the semester preceding the second year, comma, each new applicant must submit, comma, using forms that are posted on the website of the Office of the Assembly, comma, preliminary application. Yeah, I'm also going to include the full number of items on this.
Okay, there's a new motion to go series
time.
All those in favor? All those against? All those abstaining?
I will make another one. I think the functional I think everyone will understand the amendments, the actual language of the resolution. I will type it out afterwards in conjunction with it. Send it to John. It'll be anyways. In what I'm going to do when the Dale can check in the is add it. So in section 4 procedure, still not like that line to an area. In procedure, under application, to the same area we just did the time change. To add a new section from III, where I'm going to do a question. Here's what it's going to say. I'll read it and then we'll type it out. But if the number of valid signatures is found to be under, the organization shall be informed and have until the last day possible. Until the last day of finals to procure the by the authority of the Vice President of Finance at the discretion of the Department of Finance. So basically, what I'm proposing, I'll describe it, is that organizations come in, they collect the signatures, and they have to see something on the internet. And a lot of them are found to be crafted, or they're illegible, and they're validated. And so usually what it works for all of us for positioning is like, okay, that's that, you're done, all that work is scrapped. I think when it comes to this process, that they're going to be so many signatures, and we're going to have to student, but that's a little bit too hard, I think. But an organization, they met all the other times, they've got the forms on time, they got signatures and everything, and then there's like an issue within there, they can just have a little bit more time. It's not changing the actual verbal together, it's only to get the signature. But it's, if there was a mistake somewhere, they have to fix it before the act.
So,
like,
if you have any, I really agree with the sentiment of this sentence, but I have the same problem with the first one at this time. Like, this, it is a change to kind of say. But again, we can't do something like this in the last 17 years of what we're thinking. We have seen university president reject resolutions on a set basis based on single problems, single events, and that affects all of the amendments at all. Again, like, this won't affect anything for 2 years, so there is no reason to pass it today. I understand that if you want to pass it for graduating, I wouldn't be totally against the assembly having this, but it does give people a little bit of time.
All right, I think that. This part doesn't touch on the actual bottom line of the project. It's just on the way this is reflected. It's not changing the benefits of the fire, it's not changing what the board wants. It's just saying you have slightly more time. And I'd be very shocked if the organization had this. This isn't a substantive change. It's just changing the way that we, from our end, collect this.
I have to agree with you on this one.
Ask me of the
that last one of the year. I mean, come on,
So the way the system works right now is bylaws is involved with the usually this is we got two, I think, the year before there was one that one. So logistically kind of yes. Anyways, this time around there is two. Right now they're submitted in the office. Anyways, they look at the signatures, they ensure that it's 1500. I believe it's through the response check, but doesn't mean that the part of the action has to respond. Very similar to the signatures for a legislature gathered. And if it's not 1500, then the organization says, no, you don't get it, it's done. You can't apply anymore. If, what this change to make is that process stays the same, but after the penalty has less than 1500, they're informed like, hey, you're less than 1500 by this amount. You have to allow us to suck that out, and you can still apply it if you do that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It does for signature, not for the application. It's only just turning the application, and it's not really changing the criteria, so I think that. When it comes to applying the application process, it's very long. For interview council, we start this off at half home, and most of the customers are going to be like, hey, you got your thoughts on it, how can we like, this model works, I don't think. So it's not like you can just start the day before and go, okay, well, with the day before, we're done with this, we have to be there's a lot of other so I don't think it would create a scenario where it's easier for us to just make it apply. I mean, you're still going to be able to do the same rules, but it just builds flexibility there. Even if you like mess up a little bit on our sector, you still have to practice by the end of the year.
I personally think the person who better is really good to get the signatures and somehow valid exception. But, you know, the deadline is the deadline that you can like theoretically, like it's really about keeping the deadlines. This is supposed to be your every single organization. This is supposed to be an organization that didn't have that high budget.
Yes. All those in favor? By the way, we need to set them to the threshold is to be recorded.
Yeah. But the first one was changing the news to be 30 PM. The second one was put like a new III underlying 365. You have to have that one. So if the
if a new applicant turns in 1,500 signatures, and the number of valid signatures is found to be under 1,500, the organization shall be informed by the Vice President of Finance and, at the discretion of the Vice President of Finance, have until the last day of the day to ignore the missing signatures. The first report, well, there are two reports from the SAFC Field Board, which is the appropriations committee, and the two organizations that have not informed the CSS eligibility from the Disconnected Funding Commission. The Field Board found both cases that the SAFC is not aware of this community, so both organizations will still not have eligibility from the CSS for next year. Organizations in the White House and the Boss, all the reports from the time.
Make sure you look for a
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.